Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil karim. Alhamdulillahillazi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadanallah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa habibana wa maulana Muhammad wa ashabihi wa azwajihi wa ahli baytihi wa barak wa sallama tasliman kaseeran kaseeran. My most respected elders and beloved brothers, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who through His infinite mercy, through His infinite kindness, who has selected us from the billions of people on the face of the earth. Billions who have come before, and Allah Pak alone knows best how many more that will come till the day of Qiyamah. Allah Pak selected us, chose us, and blessed us with the ni'mat of Iman. Say Alhamdulillah. May Allah keep us with Iman. May Allah Pak take us from this world with Iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us up tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah with perfect and complete Iman. May Allah Pak grant us that honor of being raised with Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. May Allah Pak grant us that honor of being raised with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, all of us, we are waiting. And what are we waiting for? For the angel of death to come. Every one of us. We are all waiting. Whether a man is in his palace, whether a person is in his kingdom, whether a person is in his shop, whether a person is in his job, whether a person is in a hut, whether a person is on the ocean, everybody, wherever he is waiting for the angel of death to come and take us away from this world. Am I right? We're all here for a short time. Allah has sent us for a very, very short time. How short? Nobody knows. But each and everyone, we are waiting for that moment that when the angel of death comes and takes out of our room. And this is this fikr, this is this gathering. It's not some bayan or some talk or something, but it's a fikr, a worry and concern. When that moment comes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be happy with us. That moment when it comes, then we must be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Pak sent us into this world so that our entire life's effort is to recognize Him. That Allah who has created each and everything, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Whether it's the sky created by Allah, whether it is the sun created by Allah, whether it is the moon created by Allah, whether it is the stars created by Allah. When there wasn't a single grain of sand, Allah Pak created mountains. When there wasn't a single drop of water, Allah Pak created oceans. Allah is that being who brought into existence from non-existence without anything. Allah Pak does not require anything. Man does not create. Man only makes, refashion, remodel. Somebody is playing with sand, makes some bricks, put them together, puts a wall, puts a building, and the love of that comes into his heart. Somebody was playing around with some metal, made some bowls, made some nuts. Somebody else came around, played with it, made something else, made an engine, made a car. And that person who made it also, we all must have heard about Henry Ford, You see, Allah Pak gave him so much when he went to Detroit many years ago. Then we went to this, that's his city, the Ford Empire. In the year 2000, the place was booming. In 2005, 5 years later, Allah Pak changed the entire condition of it. And 3 years later after that we went, then virtually it became a ghost town. Himself, Allah gave him so much wealth. But before he passed away, Allah Pak gave him one small problem here in the throat. We eat, how much? Do we read the du'as before we eat? Do we thank Allah when we are eating? Allah's ni'mat, Allah's kindness. Allah Pak gave him cancer of the throat. And at that time, medical science, he challenged all the doctors of the world. Allow me to digest one morsel of food. I will give you a half my empire. One day he came out of his palace onto the balcony and he sees the person cleaning his garden. It was the time of his lunch, so he put down his rake or spade or whatever it was, opened up his lunch, simple lunch, maybe 2 pieces of dry bread or something, ate it with great enjoyment, put his head down and fell off to sleep. Henry Ford looks at him and says, how I wish I'm like that. Ni'mat Allah has given us. To see is a ni'mat from Allah. To hear is a ni'mat from Allah. To speak is a ni'mat from Allah. To hold is a ni'mat from Allah. To walk is a ni'mat of Allah. One drop of water enters the body, Allahu Akbar, there's an angel that is here at the point. Ask Allah, should I allow this drop of water, should I allow this morsel of food be as a source of benefit or harm to this person? Allah gives it permission either to benefit us or cause us harm. And Allah allows that water to come out of that body also. If Allah stops it, who is there? Allah Pak is in total control over everything. Allah Pak shows His Qudrat. Allah shows His power so that insan recognizes Allah. So he wishes, how I'm in that position. And the doctors of the world at that time, in the greed of his wealth, made every effort, but they couldn't even allow him to digest one morsel of food. Allah Pak loves us, gave us eyesight, Allah gave us hearing, Allah gave us speech. But all the things of this world, kullu man alayha fan, all this is temporary. Everything is going to be destroyed. And we've seen it in front of our eyes. Allah protect us all, inshallah. A person's car is taken away in few seconds. A person's home is taken away in few seconds. This is Allah's nizam. Allah gives, Allah Pak takes. This is His system. And Allah Pak makes no mistakes. Allah Pak makes no mistakes. The wisdom of Allah, the hikmat of Allah, a person cannot understand. Allah Pak has sent us into this world to recognize His might and power and greatness. Allah gives to some, Allah takes from some. This is the system of Allah. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. This kingdom is Allah's. It does not belong to any. No president becomes a president because of the people voting him into power. No king becomes a king because of his lineage. But this is the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This heart has to be linked to Allah. This heart has to be connected to Allah. In salah we have to talk to Allah. In salah we have to take from Allah. In sajda we have to humble ourselves in front of Allah. Whatever we want is in there. Allah calls us 5 times. That muazzin is giving that azan and that da'wah which will never change till the day of Qiyamah. Till the day of Qiyamah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-fada. If you want success, it is only here. There is nowhere else. Come to the masjid, to the house of Allah. In sajda Allah has kept it. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama tell us the hadith, what does he say? A person who makes wudu at home and then doesn't come to the masjid or doesn't walk to the masjid, what does hadith say? Thumma zarani, the one who comes to visit Allah. Allah says, the one who comes to visit me. Who are we coming to visit, beloved brothers? This is Allah's home. Allah says to us, Allah says something close to the end of hadith, what He says? That it is the haq of Allah. Allah says, it is my haq, it is upon me, that I must honor that person who comes to visit me. Allah Pak has given us such a beautiful deen, Allah has given us such a beautiful life. This is heart, each and everybody understands and recognizes that my object and goal in this life is to meet Allah. And one chance, there's no second chance. That is why you find these are those Mubarak days of Muharram. And tomorrow night every masjid will have bayan. And what they speak about the 10th of Muharram. But it's a new year, am I right? He says, what was the whole history about it? It was selected because of Hijrah. And what was Hijrah, beloved brothers? So this almost understands that we are not people who will remain in one place. You find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his entire life. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was born, he says, just on his birth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused such an effect in the world. He says, just on his birth, there was a fire that was burning for thousands of years in the Persian Empire. They were fire worshippers for thousands of years. Just on the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Pak caused that fire to go off. People wondered what happened. Automatically it went off. The Romans, the empires, massive pillars in their palaces. Just on the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the desert, thousands of kilometers away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the pillars of those empires to crumble and fall. One narration, 11, some 14, some 17 pillars automatically crumbled and fell. He said that every zalim king who was present at that day on the face of the earth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 24 hours made those zalim kings completely dumb. They couldn't even utter a single word. And not only that, when they entered into their palaces, their thrones were overturned, upside down. We haven't understood who we are, what an ummah we are, what is our lineage, what is our connection. Whom Allah has given us in, which ummah Allah has brought us in. We are the ummah of that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if it wasn't because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would have not created anything. But what was his home? Where was his home? He says for a few years, when he was born, after a little while, he goes to the home, he goes with his mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him away from his mother for a short while. Among the custom of the Arabs was the child used to be brought up and nourished. So he goes into the outskirts. And while he's there, he comes back. Then the mother is then to take him again. And then while he's there, while he's playing, then the first heart operation is done. And the chest of Rasulullah is split open. Malaika come without anesthetics. Take out the heart of Rasulullah and it is washed. So now he comes back, he's shivering, worried. He says that the woman folk, that night Sayyidina Halima radiallahu anha stayed awake. And every night after that, then the woman of that time took turns to look after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to stay awake with him. Maulana Umar sahab rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that every one of those women who spent even one night just to bring comfort to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then at the time, one narration at the time of Fath Makkah and another narration at the time of Hunain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted all those women hidayat. Just one night, they stayed awake to bring some comfort to a little child who was the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine that ummati will stand up tonight and stand up in the night and cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that the pain in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regard to his ummat, so that his ummat can be saved from the fire of Jahannam and go into Jannat. What on Allah will grant? We are not people who sleep at night. We are people who stay awake at night. We are not people of the dunya. Allah has given us a short while to make decision with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us hidayat and grants ummat hidayat. We don't know who's crying, who's sajda, who's dua, who's fikr, who's bechani, who's restlessness, the inside. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whom Allah Pak is making decisions of hidayat in different parts of the world. We were in South America once, and there was a brother who took us for Gush. For 2 days we were in that masjid. So when we came back, the second day there was some time, so he went to the back of the masjid, and he was sitting and he reading his Quran. Or he was reading some kitabs. So I went to sit with him. So he said, every word about Allah and every word about Qabr, Hashar and Akhirat affects my heart. So he said, 2 years ago, I was a practicing, 3 years ago, I was a practicing Hindu. He says, one night I came home and I felt myself surrounded by darkness. He says, I went to sleep in this feeling and this condition of darkness. So he says, I saw a youngster. So he said, I'm not saying he saw me, he said, just like how you are dressed. And the youngster tells me that your darkness is because of your ignorance. So he says, accepted, what must I do? He said, go to the library, there are two books that are out of place. So he says, I went to the library and I spent 3 hours. He says, after 3 hours, I found one book that was out of place on the shelf, and that was the Holy Quran. Allah forgive us today. Quran is out of place in our life also. Remains on the shelf. Allah's kalam, beloved brothers. Everything else in this world is makhluk. The lion is a makhluk. The tiger is a makhluk. The tiger is a makhluk. Each and everything is creation. The only thing that is not creation in this world is Quran Sharif, which is part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sifat of Allah. This is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make it our duty every day to read Quran. Love Quran. Bring Quran in our lives. Understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all make niyat inshallah. Every day inshallah. Create a portion of Quran that we shouldn't miss. Every day read our Quran. So anyway, he said, I took it and I read it. It was a translation. He said, I read it. And he says, after completing it, I found great satisfaction in my heart. He says, then I see the youngster again in my dream. And the youngster tells me, go back to the masjid. Go back to the library. There's another book that is out of place. So he said, I woke up, I went again, and I spent another 3 hours in the library until I found a book that was out of place, which was the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I read 40 hadiths until my heart was completely convinced of Islam. Allah Pak says, whatever came out from the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day, Quran, ta'aleem, respective brothers, we don't know the effect of it. In our homes every day, ta'aleem, this is food for us. The life of Sahaba, today they are billboards of everything. Billboards of the latest fashion, the latest car, the latest cell phone, the latest this. And what happens? We want to upgrade. We want to upgrade our car, we want to upgrade our cell phone, we want to upgrade our shoe, we want to upgrade all this. But who wants to upgrade his salah? Who wants to upgrade his tilawat? Who wants to upgrade his zikr? This is a billboard of amal every day, beloved brothers. Daily listen to the life of Sahaba so that our desire will come to be like the life of Sahaba. Listen to the virtues of Quran so every day the love of Quran Sharif will come into our hearts. Listen every day to the virtues of Salah so that we upgrade our Salah. Improve our Salah. That Salah becomes Salah that we are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are able to take from Him. Listen to the virtues of zikr. Listen to the virtues of driving the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to the virtues of spending for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the desire for this. So anyway, he said, after that I was a practicing Muslim in my home for one entire year. He said, I used to see this youngster in my dream and he taught me my entire deen in my dream. Allah is independent, beloved brothers. Allah is independent of our salah, Allah is independent of our gush, Allah is independent of our amal. But beloved brothers, who that youngster is, where he did gush, what was his cry, what was his pain, and where Allah Pak put the effect in? Thousands of kilometers away. We don't know which gush Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Which gush that time you were a little bit hungry, and you said, Yalla, I'm going to sacrifice my hunger so that the ummah can be saved from the hunger of Jahannam. We don't know, beloved, at that time a person is tired. And the tiredness of his, he leaves that. A person has some desire and he leaves a little sacrifice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, put the knife on the neck of Ismail alayhi salam. But what happened? Allah Pak didn't take it. Allah Pak doesn't want us to give qurbani. Allah wants to see that we give it. Allah knows what is our capabilities and abilities. Put ourselves forward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His qudrat, we don't know where He'll put that effect on it. A little gush walking here, we don't know the effects of it. So he says, for one entire year, I was taught kalima, I was taught wudu, I was taught ghusl, I was taught salah, I was taught my deen. But he said, every day I'm going past the masjid, and I look inside and there's nobody in the masjid. Nobody in the masjid. We're coming from a country in South America, beloved brothers. One person takes deen to that place, Tariq bin Ziyad rahmatullah alayhi. When they come, they burn their boats. That desire and the deen comes alive in that country. Comes into the whole of Spain, comes to the south of it, south of Portugal, comes up towards the north after that along the coast. Massive masjids, beloved brothers. Just the mihrab of the masjid is the size of, is probably half the size of this masjid. But every one of those masjids, without exception, today the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be taken. Who's going to cry? You went into the masjid, you read the dua and says, Ya Allah, this is as much I can do. When kufr and shirk is taking place in the masjid, only thing you can enter inside and make some zikr and dua. Nothing is permanent, beloved brothers. Whoever is sitting, understand, mashallah, many youngsters are here. The deen of this country and the dunya of this country is in your hands. If there is deen, there is dunya, understand. If there is deen, there is dunya. If there is deen, there is dunya. If there is no deen, there is no dunya. If there is no deen, there is no dunya. Understand, this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And deen will come with qurbani. Deen will come with a cry. Deen will come with a pain. Deen will come when a person knocks and begs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that brother said who came from Russia. He said, we had everything. Imagine the masjid of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. What seats of knowledge, how many ulama, how many huffaz, how many sitting in one gathering. But a time came when 70 years, Allah's name could not be taken in the country. He says, when a namat is taken away, To bring back that ni'mat, beloved brothers, requires a lot of qurbani, a lot of crying, a lot of dua, a lot of... This deen that we are seeing in our country, beloved brothers, there was nothing. Few years ago, there was nothing. There was no huffaz, there was no ulama. But he came with qurbani and mujahida. One youngster used to walk, may Allah fill his qabr with Noor Haji Bhai Paja rahmatullah alayh. Many of us only hearing his name. Many of us haven't seen him. But walking from place to place, jumping onto the back of a sugarcane truck, going from place to place, and the swimming pool of water got full with the great efforts so that today we can swim in it. We can hear azan and we can make salah. And we can read Quran. He says, but to empty the swimming pool is very easy. Just pull the plug out and everything's gone. Understand the system of Allah, as long as qurbani remains and effort remains, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep bringing his deen alive. Allah do not make our masjid empty. Allah showed us for a short while. Allah Pak took away this ni'mat for a short while. We took it for granted. Hajj taken for granted. People had the tickets booked, but Allah decides. Person can't go. Person cried, what he said, for 40 years I never missed my Jummah namaz. 5 months have gone past and I haven't made Jummah namaz in the masjid. 300 masjids, beloved brothers, in Cape Town, only 30 masjids got Jummah namaz. Who's cried, beloved brothers? Who's pain? Who's worry? We take Kalguzari every Saturday morning in our masjid. With regard to the person, numbers of people reading Jummah namaz, beloved brothers, not even 50% who are making Jummah namaz are making Jummah namaz now. Why? When once something that came that a person cannot even see, he fears something that he cannot see. Some makhluk that you can't see. In reality, we are supposed to fear that which we can't see, which is Qabr, Hashr and Akhirat. Fear Jahannam, that a person has to fear. Today a person fears Allahu Akbar. A man thinks that he is going to be in sajda in front of Allah. And Allah, what Allah says, a man who comes to visit me, it is the haq, it is upon me that I will make his ikram. It is upon me that I will make his respect, that I will give him respect. Today a person fears making sajda. What is the level of iman? How much effort we have to make? These are all signs. That when that time, imagine when Dajjal will come. And on his one side will be Jannat, and his other side will be Jahannam, and his Jannat will be Jahannam, and his Jahannam will be Jannat. What level of iman a person has to have to say, Dajjal, your Jahannam is Jannat. And your Jannat is Jahannam. Yeah, you can't see something and a man fears his life. Don't fear the iman, beloved brothers. This is this effort of iman. This gathering today is for this fikr, this worry, this concern. That Jalla, do not deprive me of this ni'mat of your marifat and your closeness. Do not deprive my family and my children and my progenies. This is an amanat, beloved brothers. This gathering today is a fikr in our masjids, in our localities, our gush. Is to bring deen alive, beloved brothers. To maintain this deen for our children and our progenies. Stop the gush and see what will happen. Leave our progenies, Allah will take it away from us also. Allah make our hifazat. This cry, this pain, this worry and concern is sitting fikr in my masjid every day. Like a man becomes bechain. How many people lost their jobs? A person becomes worried. Becomes bechain, beloved brothers. Imagine a person is losing his salah. A man who loses one salah is worse than him losing all his property. Everything. And at the same time, losing his entire family also. Loss of one salah. How much pain is there in our hearts? That our friends are not making salah, our relatives are not making salah, the people we interact with are not making salah. A person says, I walked every day past that masjid, looking inside, nobody there for salah. He says, after 1 year there was a jamaat inside, I entered the masjid, and with me my 3 children also accepted Islam. His 3 sons were becoming ulama when we were there. So he went up to the boss, he went to his seniors. He told them, either you accept my resignation or accept my terms of employment. So he said, what is it? He said, I'll only work from 8 to 1. And with regard to my salary, either you can reduce it by half or any amount. But if you're not prepared to accept this, I'm not prepared to work. He said, okay, give us a few days. After a few days, they called him. They said, no problem, we accept your condition. From 8 to 1, you can work. And as far as your salary is concerned, we have decided we are going to double it. Because you are too valuable for us to lose. Rizq is from whom? Rizq is from Allah. Wa fis samaa'i rizqukum wa ma tu'adun. Rizq is not from anything of the world. It's written, finished. When a person is in the womb of his mother, at the age of 4 months, an angel comes and writes on the forehead. Four things it writes on the forehead of this person. Among the things that is written is this lifespan. It cannot be extended by 1 second, nor can it be shortened by 1 second. No virus, no bullet, no knife, no bomb, nothing can change the decision of that Allah has made upon an individual. Yes, it becomes an excuse, but his appointed time, a person is going to come upon it. Never be moved. That's why Sahaba leave virus, they never feared the lion also. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu is walking, he sees a lion on the street. He sees a big hubbub. He asks him, what happened? He says, there's a lion here obstructing the road. So he goes up to the lion, catches the lion, gives it one smack. And tells him, go back into the jungle. The lion puts his head down and goes inside. Not a toy, not a picture. Why? Because the heart was connected to Allah. In the heart was the fear of Allah. After what he says, my Nabi Sunayasan spoke the truth. The one who fears Allah, then everything else is not a source of fear to him. But the one who does not fear Allah, everything else will become as a source of fear to him. As Safira radiallahu anha is walking in the jungle, lion approaches him. What does he do? Doesn't run. Somebody tells the lion outside, we've all gone through the window here. All he tells him, I'm the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The lion puts his head down. Come for a ride. Takes him out. Imagine today, where our hearts are gone. How much effort we have to make on this iman and yaqeen, beloved brothers. So that this heart becomes connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And among the things that are written on the forehead is the person's risk. How much he's going to earn, or what he's going to eat. Risk is what you have eaten, beloved brothers. What you have worn, what you have eaten, and what you have sent in akhirat. What you have invested in akhirat. So Allah Pak has given us this valuable life. So he says anyway, from 8 to 1 he goes to work, to make it brief. 8 to 1 he goes to work. From 1 o'clock till Asr time, he is becoming an alim himself. He goes to madrasa. Comes back from Asr till Isha every day in the masjid. Making fikr, meeting the brothers, bringing him back to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Goes home after Isha till midnight. Sits with his kitabs. He says from 12 o'clock till 2 o'clock, he puts his head down, one sheet on the floor, puts his head down and falls off to sleep. He says 2 hours sleep that he gets, never got in his entire life. 2 o'clock, Allah opens up his eyes. 2 o'clock till the time of Fajr, Azan, in Tahajjud and Dua and crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Comes to the masjid, from Fajr right till Ishraq in the masjid. We are people of the masjid. We are the people of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you will not do it, Allah will bring somebody else. يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. Allah will bring somebody else to do it. We are mutaj, we are dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, accept my life. Ya Allah, accept my health. Ya Allah, accept my ability. Accept my wealth. We have to beg from Allah. That no time is given to Allah. What Allah takes from us is a ni'mat. If Allah accept my gush today, make sugar. Allah took me for 3 days this month. Ya Allah, it's your ni'mat. Ya Allah, you took me for chilla. Ya Allah, it's your ni'mat. Ya Allah, accept me for 4 months. Ya Allah, this is my make sugar for it. Ya Allah, if I was not accepted, Ya Allah, why you didn't accept me? Cry and beg from Allah. Ya Allah, accept me, Allah. What is it in me, Allah, that you're not accepting? Sahaba used to cry. When they were sent back, with tears flowing from their eyes, those they didn't have means to spend in the path of Allah. So Bilal brother, Allah Pak has given us a great amanat. Like I started off, we went somewhere else. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taken the Sayyidina Halima radhiyallahu anha brought back. Then he goes to Medina Munawwara for a few days. Goes with his mother. On the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away his mother. Now where is he going to go to? No home. Never had a permanent home, permanent address. We want to build a house here and a permanent address there. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never had a home. So his grandfather tells him to come to me. Takes him to his grandfather's house for a short while. As the love increases, the muhabbat increases, Allah Pak takes away the grandfather also. Says, where does he go to now? Rasulullah says, he's looking for a home. His uncle says, come to me. Mawlana Umar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, he says that a little bundle, What was the possession of this young boy? You know, in Urdu they say what? Potlo or something like that. Maulana used to say those words and say it. He takes a little bundle of his clothes and his possessions, and then he goes. The Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, is brought up in the lap of luxury and comfort, brought up in the palace of Firaun. But the Habib of Allah, the most beloved of Allah, the greatest of Allah's creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is his home? There's no home, there's no possession, there's no beautiful covers, there's no beautiful en suite, there's no beautiful this. Toilet is the jungle. Toilet is the bush. Brought up so that the ummah can understand. We are not an ummah to remain at home. We don't have an address. 40 years his uncle brings him up. And that uncle also at the time in the year, in the ninth year or 10th year of Nabuwat. The uncle is taken away. And the uncle leaves the world without iman. His beautiful wife, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, what was that home? They say from the day of Nabuwat entered that home. Then those daughters only saw dunya leaving that home, dunya leaving that home. In a matter of 6 years, 6-7 years, that entire dunya was taken away from that home. There was nothing inside. There was no food, beloved brothers. There was nothing in that home. And if that was not enough, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that he had to go into Shaybu Abi Talib. And in that gorge, for 3 years, their roof became the leaves of trees. Their shelter became the leaves of trees. Their walls became the leaves of trees. Their food became the leaves of trees. They had to be in that valley, in that gorge. What chakra are we in, beloved brothers? What deception are we in? This dunya is nothing else but a deception. We are deceiving ourselves. Allah, we are deceiving ourselves. Allah has sent us to make our akhirat in the akhirat of the ummah. This wealth is for Allah. This health is for Allah. This life is for Allah. People are dying, leaving the world without iman. And today the cry and pain does not shake us. The worry and concern does not shake us. The cry does not pain our hearts. A man leaves the world going to Jahannam. A man leaving the world going to Jahannam. Wallah, if you cry for others, Allah will make tarbiyat of our children. Allah will give them iman stronger than us also. Allah will give them yaqeen stronger than us. That's the system of Allah. Because brother, my time is up. What was the life of Rasulullah ﷺ? Last 3 years, eating the leaves of trees. And then the time comes when he's turned out of Makkah. Even his own birthplace he has to go. This is his death, this is his month. And his resting place becomes Madina Munawwara. Allah has given us time to finish ourselves. This deen came with great qurbani. The call now is once again to make qurbani, beloved brothers. Put ourselves forward to Allah. Ya Allah, accept me, Allah. Let me walk, Ya Allah. Let me make the decision with you, Ya Allah. Let me make decision with you, Ya Allah, for my own akhirat and for the akhirat of my children. We have seen what's happening in our own families. To fear something that you can't see, and the masjid is gone and salah is gone. And the words, Allahu Akbar, Allah protect us, understand. The effort of iman, how we are doing gush one day, we met a person. Now, a few weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, what the person says, 72 years old, he says, I'm making salah, but why this happened to me? Understand what is the effect of those words? Understand, for a moment, every condition is rahmat. For a moment, every condition is rahmat. That is why the hadith says, Radha bil qada, a person becomes happy with the decision of Allah. It doesn't say accept it. Ya Allah, I'm happy, Ya Allah, with what you have decided. Ya Allah, I'm happy, Ya Allah, whatever you put me in. But we have to make decisions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from this majma, inshallah, this majma, we want you all to make niyat, inshallah. We want a cash 4 month pedal jamaat, inshallah. Who makes niyat, inshallah? Cash 4 month pedal jamaat, inshallah. We stand up, Ya Allah, and see Allah will open up the doors of hidayat. Who makes niyat, inshallah? Come brothers, 4 months inshallah, Allah accept inshallah. Zayd Allah Pak accept, Allah make it easy inshallah. Youngsters make decision with Allah Pak, really. We don't have any time, we don't know how much time we got left. The life is there, we're just waiting to go. Any time.